Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
X Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Come check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. Back to your phone calls in a minute here on the idea of should the Eagles focus on AJ and Sonny getting the football. Everyone seemed like they buried the hatch a little bit yesterday. I thought they all acted like pros in yesterday's press conference. I actually feel better about the whole situation after hearing Jalen and AJ speak yesterday. But now what? When they get on the field Sunday, should they throw the ball and focus more on AJ? Or just, hey, stay the course at what's been working here with 9 straight victories. All right, let's hear from JC Kelce. He was in this morning with the morning show, as he is on with them every Thursday. Here's his take on AJ and Jalen from Kelce.
At the end of the day, I think the team knows that they've wanted to focus on improving this category. And now there was finally a moment where it was like, hey, we almost just lost to the Panthers. We're supposed to be a Super Bowl contending team, and this is not acceptable. And I think that that is more along the lines of what I was hearing with the press conference stuff and knowing AJ.
So I think it's interesting the way he framed that. Like, they know this is an issue, and they want to fix this. And he thinks maybe, and he went on here talking about how this could be a positive for the team.
Yeah. He's frustrated. He's tired of it. All these guys know that they need to improve this category. This can be a very positive thing. Everybody is going to be very hard at work to make sure that this is improved. The Pittsburgh Steelers are a great defense. Being one-dimensional and just thinking you're going to go in and run the ball against Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, I mean, they can do it, but it's going to be vastly easier if this offense is well-balanced and we're throwing the ball down the field.
I totally agree with that. Totally agree with that. And AJ's a part of that. I also agree with the fact that this could potentially be a rallying cry. We saw we caught a coach go crazy.
They haven't lost
this
since.
Year. He lost his mind, and he's a better person for it. He speaks more clearly and more concise in press conferences, and his team has been balling.
Are you saying go crazy every once in a while? It's good.
Yeah, every now and then, man. Okay. You gotta every now and then you need to cuss folks out And every now and then, you need to shake things up. I mean, it's the truism. It happens like that in all families.
Well, I agree with this.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you got to cuss somebody. Every now and then, somebody got to get cussed out.
That's what I thought BG was doing. Now, he did it on the air, and he did it without, you know, cussing anybody out. But basically, he did that in a nice way. Like, wake the bleep up, everyone. Let's fix this. All right, one more thing to hear here, because, look, Jason gave his perspective this morning. But Jason also, because of how he's everywhere, is probably giving his perspective to a lot of people, right? We're lucky enough to have it as part of WIP once a week on the morning show. We know Jason's on ESPN. Jason's got a lot going on. He also recorded something recently with Baldy. Baldy was on the afternoon show yesterday, and listen to the perspective that Baldy had after just talking to Jason.
A.J. Brown gives the passing answer after the game as to what they can improve upon. And then I'm sure you heard or heard about Brandon Graham's comments on Monday night. What is your perspective on, I guess, all of this?
Well, I talked to Jason about it just, you know, an hour ago, and, you know, like, you know, is the beef real? You know, that's what I asked Jason. He goes, I think a little bit of it is overblown, but some of it is real.
You say some of it, but see, this is the thing.
But some of it's real.
And now we got to piece together what part of it is real. Now, I think there's definitely some animosity towards him not getting the football. But I think that this could be worked through. Put it like this. I think that when normal people that don't play football, with all due respect.
So you're not normal?
Well, when people
I'm just trying to understand.
Well, it's like this. We feel like, I think as fan base, we feel like when people have beef, it's the same kind of beef that you have like on a daily basis. Like you can't, like Stillwater's running, kind of like the beef T.O. and Donovan have right now. That's a different kind of beef. Because those two guys were never friends.
These guys were friends.
And I think what happens is this, that like there is beef, but I think you get to a point where, and this all depends on how important the relationship is to you, is that you get to a place where you become functional in the relationship and you kind of, it's like a Rubik's Cube. You move different pieces in order to adjust to the new reality of your relationship.
I get that.
You see what I'm saying? So I feel like that's where AJ and Jalen are. Because I will say this, and this is me reckless speculating.
Here we go.
AJ's probably mad. AJ went from the most targeted receiver, and this is the stats that your boy threw out there, Micah. AJ went from the most targeted.
Boy.
Yeah, it is.
I want him here. I want him here.
Yeah, he went from the. Yeah, it's his boy.
Definitely your boy.
He had the stats where he was at one point was the focal point of this offense. And as we progressed through the years, his numbers declined as far as his touches and his targets over the years. This year is the biggest, you know, disparity between the two. This is. So of course, he's feeling some kind of way.
Can I give you my analogy? Now that you
go
do the
rules.
Because you said regular people, right? I'll give you regular people. I don't think they're on the verge of divorce, but they're not as happy as they were the day they got married.
But most people go through a phase in their marriage where they have I guess the best way to say it, come to Jesus moment. And you know, you like what they call the 7-year itch or something like that. Maybe they're in that phase of it. And they're trying to figure out, is it really worth, you know, trying to push through
in
this relationship?
Yesterday was a lot of we're goods. Not he's my best friend. There's nothing going on here, and that's fine. Like I do feel better after yesterday, but to you know, hearing Baldy say that there is some sort of beef, right? Like, is anyone surprised hearing that?
No,
I mean you could feel again that phone call that went viral when he got traded here. Those looked and sounded like two people who were best friends that just realized a dream they got to play together. Three years later, they strike me as two people that work together, and they don't dislike each other, but maybe it's
the relationship has changed. The dynamic has changed.
Well, even Jalen said it yesterday. Yeah. Dynamics change.
Yeah, and he's right. Because you ain't getting the ball as much as you used to. We're still winning. Like Jalen, like I say, the main thing is the main thing.
But then this is on AJ. Because Jalen is maybe not seeing him sometimes or throwing it, but the reality is Jalen didn't change the offense. The coaches changed the offense, and Jalen's got to run it now.
I would say yes and no. I would say yes and no, and this is me reckless speculating.
Here we go again.
You are out of control.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm out of control because I'm trying to figure it out. But I think that we can move past this. I feel like that it's changed because Jalen on some level, has gotten conservative with his play. Because I've given you examples of just last year. Hell, some of this year. Jalen didn't mind throwing it to him when he was triple covered.
So I would say with that.
Would take chances throwing it to him.
But it didn't make sense. They all kind of make sense. Last year they had a bad defense. He knew they had to score a lot of points. He took chances. This year, why would he take those chances?
But this is where the frustration comes in. Because just like I gave you an example of AJ being bracketed, AJ having one over the top, one on the side, and one that he's actually running with, Jalen trusted him enough to throw it in those situations. Now Jalen sees him running by him damn self and won't throw it. That's frustrating.
I'm not saying it's right.
But if I'm coming back to the huddle and I say, damn, bro, homeboy, love of my life, why aren't you throwing me the ball? Best friend, goddaughter, godfather of my daughter.
Yeah.
I screwed that one up. But yeah, godfather of my daughter, I was wide ass open. What's wrong? You don't give me a viable explanation?
You would have been
explanation?
A diva.
As a receiver?
Yeah.
Oh, hell
you
yeah.
You would have been a diva.
And I'd have told
You'd
everybody.
You'd have been traded three times.
And I'd have told everybody to kiss my ass. Pass me the football. If I'm open, I'd have been Clifford Franklin.
So
Clifford Franklin needs the ball.
The world missed out on Hugh Douglas wide receiver.
Clifford Franklin needs the ball. I probably wouldn't have been that good, though.
No.
I probably would have. I don't know.
You would have been number two thinking you were one. They would have got you out of here.
Yeah. I'd have been. Never mind. I was about to say something.
So
that'd have been controversial.
I'm going to sound annoying, like I'm reading too far into what they said yesterday.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that they came out. I'm glad. Excuse me. I'm glad they came out and said that they were good. But I keep thinking about if it were me in that situation and somebody that I loved and everybody kept saying like they're not friends anymore, they're close. And I knew that was so far from the truth, like that we were really close and we loved each other. And I was asked that. My response is, what the hell are you talking about? Like we're great. Like I love this person, or like we're super close. All I get is we're good.
So you know what? But you said that it brought me to this. I've always had this theory with when you're accused of something big, mm-hmm. right? If ever in life you're accused of something big, doesn't your reaction tell the whole story? Like if I said something really bad about Kyle and he was like, "No, I didn't do that." I'd be like, that. No, your reaction should be, what are you talking about?
Oh, you mean when you accuse somebody of farting in the studio and they didn't?
That happened.
Well, that did not happen.
We had evidence. That's different.
That did not happen.
Here, we had evidence.
That did not happen.
No,
this day, I still get accused of being farting in the studio?
There's audio.
Kind of like that?
There's audio.
That wasn't me farting, though.
Mm.
I know it, and I said I know what it sounded like, but I didn't fart. Mm. But okay, I didn't mean to jump in.
The tape doesn't lie.
Finish the luxury. That's a heel. That heel's going to stay there. Telling the story.
You know, I just realized the best part is you're talking about defense being a luxury. The take was so bad, a fart came out there.
It's a luxury. You know, that's a heel. That heel's going to stay there.
I did not fart. Excuse me.
I just think.
But anyway,
Kyle's
finish telling
right
your
this.
Story.
Kyle's right on this. Neither of them were effusive that this is all crazy talk. They just downplayed it.
Because they did the best that they could under the circumstances. I don't have a problem with that. They still have beef because AJ still ain't caught a pass in a while. Like, well, a touchdown in a while. So, yeah, I got
They've
beef.
Won nine in a row.
Yeah, they have. And, dog, in order to ultimately get to where we want to be. Now, tell me if I'm lying if I say this. Tell me if I'm lying. In order for us
You're
to
lying.
Win
this...
Liar.
Liar, pants on fire. In order for us to win the Super Bowl, we have to be more efficient in the passing game.
Yes, we all know that.
Okay, so what's the problem?
We're talk show hosts.
The
He's
problem
his
is that it's not
the
it's
game.
Oh, that's what we are?
Yeah,
we're talk show hosts?
I guess. I just
we're fans first, though.
That a lot of us are not like, oh, like, see? Like, everything was fine the whole time.
Well, yes. That would be crazy.
You know what, anyone Kyle? Who
yes.
does that
yes.
is
yes,
insane.
We are. Yes, we are,
no,
because I saw people LFG, and as soon as the press, I'm telling you, you saw it too.
It's the most naive thing in the world.
We're back, baby. Everything's fine. Let's go beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah,
that's what we do as fans.
The ability to go from season is over to we're winning this game by 20 in a drop of a hat.
Can't imagine anyone would do
that. We're manic. Yeah. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
We're manic.
Probably. Chuck and Matt Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Joe Giulio, what's the dealio?
What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, right? Holy smokes.
Yeah, that was wild.
Hey, listen, man, I got to say this. Let me say this, man. You know, it is a quarterback that can't throw.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the middle. Can't run the offensive coordinators, you know, the offense to a high level. You know, can't go under center. Had a problem with the head coach. Dallas Goedert, you know, was mouthful with him last year when he lost the playoff game. Now he has a problem again with A.J. Brown. He had a problem with A.J. Brown last year. You know what I mean? Receivers are getting frustrated. You know, did everybody ever think that this guy ain't good enough for us to be having these problems? You know, it's just, it's too much, man. And I say this, right? If this guy is the reason why we don't win a Super Bowl this year and we fall flat on our face, then it's time to cut bait. Because he's not good enough. You know, we got to alter too much, you know what I mean, of our game plan, you know, just to fit this guy. You know, our offense, Kellen Moore's offense, should be more high-powered than what it is, man. You know, if he was really running a version of his offense, the way it's supposed to be ran, A.J. Brown would be happy. But he can't because the quarterback has limitations. And now he's having problems in the locker room with people, you know. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not upset at A.J. You know, I wanted to jump through the TV on Sunday myself because that was utterly ridiculous, man, what that quarterback was doing out there. It's just ridiculous. You know, these guys are running routes, full routes, you know, and not even, they're not even getting looked at. You know, this guy was on the sideline, you know, A.J. Brown, with Devontae Smith. He sat next to me and said, I was open, man. Devontae said, I was open, too. And he threw me the ball. Like, it's like, you know, they both were frustrated. Devontae got a little bit more of an even kill about him than A.J. Brown. But it's just like, come on, man, enough is enough. He had 77 yards in the fourth quarter last week against the Carolina Panthers, man. You know, get your head out of your ass, dog, and play football, man. Like, it ain't hard to just be play point guard out there. You want to be, you know, you don't want to let the ball go to the open receiver. You want to hold the ball, then go run to your right like you always do. You know, run out of field. You know, and not release the football, man. I just think that this guy is not good enough for what we're going through, Woody. And I think if we don't go to where we need to be this year, and he's the ultimate reason, it's time to cut bait with Jalen, or at least think about drafting another quarterback.
Chuck, that last thought is where I am at. I think it's likely he's here next year, but if they struggle down the stretch or he plays poorly in the playoffs, and Chuck, good phone call, Hugh, them drafting a quarterback early I'm not necessarily saying
like a second or third round quarterback.
Well, that's how Jalen got here. I think it is very possible that they would take a quarterback somewhere early. And just like with Wentz, like maybe he's not bad now, but if this trend's the wrong way, we gotta escape hatch down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, I think
it's possible.
I think, and it would be disguised as we want to push Jalen a little bit because it is such a thing as becoming too comfortable. And I think that when you talk about, you know, we all like to throw the word regression around and, you know, he did this in the past and things like that. Probably that could potentially be because he's gotten a little bit complacent.
It has. And to the point of maybe he's not good enough to win a championship right now. The expectations change how we talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. If the Eagles were a mediocre team, we would say they have eight other problems besides Jalen. Like, Jalen's not their biggest problem. And now you watch the team, and it's like, whoa, they could win the Super Bowl if they get a better passing game and probably a better kicking game.
Yeah, more efficient.
Yeah, but like, I know right now, if they win the Super Bowl, that's the ultimate dream for everyone here. If they don't, the next day on WIP is going to be either about the quarterback or the coach. I mean, that's just...
Yeah,
that's
and,
just,
and what? How did we lose?
That's exactly it.
How did this happen?
So, totally irrelevant, but you know how we lose who sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
I was lost after Chuck made that noise initially.
The hue?
Yeah, because, all right, it sounded like a train whistle
mm-hmm.
when I replay it.
Yeah, it did.
It did, yeah. They used to have those old wooden ones. You ever have the wooden train whistle? You could do it yourself. It did kind of sound like
A little bit.
Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
This should be fun.
Yo, man. Hey, Hugh.
What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
How you doing, man?
Joe, how's it going, Joe?
Good. What's up?
The calm before
all right,
the storm.
So I'm not even going to say hello to Kyle because he told me I'm the most naive guy he ever met. But this is what we're looking
at. Hey, Big
V. Hey, Kyle, I love you, but I don't love you, okay? Anyway,
you know what? Shut up.
But, yeah, I'll shut up after this couple of points. What we're looking at is the evolution of the Eagles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago, Jalen was exciting. He dropped the ball to, you know, to his main man with three guys covering him, and now he's evolving. They're turning him into more of a game manager, pocket protection, you know, drop back three, let it go on a third drop, that type of thing.
But he's not doing any of those things you just said.
He's progressing. I said progressing.
Big V, you said three-step drop, get rid of the ball. He doesn't do that. He holds the ball more than anybody in the league.
He threw for 100 yards Sunday.
Yeah, he does hold the ball maybe 1 or 2 seconds more than most of the people in the league. But also, he's throwing less interceptions than most of the people in the league
goodness.
As well. So, we're looking at that takeaway. Another progression that we're looking at, which eliminates the touching, is that we've gone from a majority pass offense to a run. Those are a lot of touches that Saquon gets. And it works because people are having a hard time stopping the run.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at that. Then we're looking at AJ and his ego going, yo, man, I was the man, you know, like when you get a new friend and, you know, your old friends are upset because you used to spend all your time with them. But and then you're looking at the evolution of Nick. Nick is big playing more conservative. We don't go for as many third, fourth, and all that other stuff. So those are a lot of progressions and changes that are making the Eagles better on paper. But in terms of the eye test, people are upset because the main people aren't always the main people. And those people are upset. And we're looking at fans, Eagle fans who have PTSD, the media who's going crazy about every time Jamin stubs his toe and looks sideways at a receiver. And, you know, some other people, not this station, but, you know, some other people. But here's the main point that we're looking at. As good as the Eagles are and as successful as they are, we also have to look at, you know, the hypervigilance of the people that they're playing. Bad teams tend to get a little hype and play a little harder.
Oh, this is coping, Big V. Big V, this is coping. You're coping.
Coping. It's not coping.
They've played one defense. Look, they've played one top 10 defense this season, and yet the passing game is bottom five in the league. Like, you don't see the issue there?
Okay. Well, here was the issue that happened in the 90s with the Chicago Bulls after their first championship. And they started losing.
No, we're not doing this.
Say, let him land the plane.
We are not. Are we really going to compare this Eagles group, this one right here, to the 90s Bulls? Like a dynasty that won 6 championships with the greatest basketball player of all time? Is that what you're doing here?
Hugh, could you stick something in his mouth so I can finish talking?
He's kind of like the quarterback of the show. I can't, you know.
Big V, what are you talking about?
Kind of like, you know what I mean?
Okay, this is what I'm talking strikes. About. This is what I'm talking about. Now, when the Bulls were playing and they won the championship, they started playing and started losing to bad teams. And people were getting upset talking about maybe we need to change the roster and the starters of the Bulls to compensate for the losses. But in all reality, once they started looking at the stats, the Bulls were playing at that same level. It was the people that they were playing harder. And that's what we had to look
Big
at.
Big V, Big V, I actually think it's an interesting comp, but that's about the Chiefs, Big V. They're the dynasty. They win the Super Bowls. What are you talking about? The Eagles haven't won anything with this group.
Right now, looking at our roster, we are the dynasty. We are the teams that other teams are looking to beat.
Oh, my God.
Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni have a losing record in the playoffs. Are you nuts? Dynasty? Dynasty? There is a dynasty in the NFL. There's a team in the NFL that's won back-to-back Super Bowls. They've lost one game since last Christmas. Are you crazy saying the Eagles are a dynasty? I mean, come on.
Let's look at the roster.
I don't care. You're nuts, man. I mean, did I hear that right?
Dude,
that was a comparison to the 90s Bulls?
He was like, you're getting everybody's best shot, man.
Bro.
They won 6 championships.
Big V is problematic in how delusional he is.
I mean, that is the kind of spin.
I love the dude, but now you see why I called him naive.
Oh my gosh! I couldn't believe we were doing this.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
No, I'm just saying that the fact that he did all that. You got like this is why we love sports, man. We figure out ways. We all do it to spin a story in a way that's favorable to us.
I mean, but he spun that yarn so far. He was the yarn.
I didn't say he was right, but he dream weaved that thing into a situation where it made him feel real good about what he was talking about.
The crazy part is I actually see the comp to the Chiefs. They get everybody's best shot. What are we talking about? The Eagles are a very good team, and they have a very good chance to maybe do something special.
We're a dynasty,
Joe. But a dynasty, you have to win one to start. Then we build from there. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll keep going the phone lines, final hour. More audio from Jalen Hurts yesterday, this time in the third-person perspective. Ricky Henderson Hurts, we'll hear from him next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Should the Eagles focus on getting targets to A.J. Brown on Sunday? We'll discuss it next with you right here. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tackle the NFL action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of a game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. You'll get started at $150 of bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Never waste the hunch and make every moment more at FanDuel, an official sportsbook part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.